Death Threats, Beefed Up Security, and a Social Media Guru for Rachel Zegler, in which the first paragraph refers to Zegler tweeting, "And always remember Free Palestine," in a thread thanking fans for getting the trailer to 120 million views in a day, which some people apparently found shocking.
Yeah, anyway. Because, you know, we've talked about this before. Palestine, there is soft censorship in Hollywood going after Palestine this time of year.
And ladies and gentlemen,
what happened here?
You have been listening to Salamat, your
Shame
weekly
on you.
Tour of Arab and Arab American news, culture, issues, art, music, food, etc.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot the food segment. Hey, stay tuned next week. Join us again next week as we talk soup.
Sounds good. In the meantime, stay tuned for Pachyderm Parade coming up next. In the meantime, we bid you farewell by saying, as always, in Arabic,
Assalamu alaikum.
In English, peace be upon you.
يا طالعين عيني للجبل يا مول الموقدين النار بيني لليامن يا مان عيني للهنا يا روح يا طالعين عيني للجبل يا مول الموقدين النار بيني لليامن يامان عيني للهنا يا روح يا طالعين عيني للجبل يا مول الموقدين النار
The 2025 Wisconsin Film Festival is coming to Madison Thursday, April 3rd through Thursday, April 10th. This year's festival boasts over 170 films of all shapes and sizes, including the best cinema has to offer from all over the world and right here in Wisconsin. We've got comedies, dramas, experimental, animated, and student films, as well as documentaries, restored classics, films for kids, and more. This year we'll be showing films at the Bartell Theater and the Barrymore Theater, as well as four venues on the UW-Madison campus. And we'll be spending the last 4 days of the festival at Flick's Brewhouse at the East Town Mall. The Wisconsin Film Festival curates, promotes, and exhibits programs that showcase the art of cinema. A complete festival guide is available in the March issue of Isthmus and online, and tickets are available at wifilmfest.org. The 2025 Wisconsin Film Festival is coming to a screen near you, Thursday, April 3rd through Thursday, April 10th. Helping keep local arts alive for almost 50 years, this is WORT Madison.
Hello and welcome to Pachyderm Parade. This is your host, Raleigh.
And Peter.
And Ezra.
Great. It's March 30th. I can't believe it. I was going to say great spring, but happy spring.
Yeah, March has flown by.
March has flown by. And it's going to be April on Tuesday.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And green things are popping up all over the place.
Yeah. In our backyard, we get these like little blue flowers. I look forward to seeing them.
Bluebells?
No. Well, we get those too, but like the tiny little ones.
Yeah.
They're like out what those were at one point, but
the ones you always tell me to not step on.
Yeah.
If you see the little blue flowers, don't step on them. Let them grow.
Yeah. We will be back after our first song, which is Formidable Vegetables. It's by Formidable Vegetables. It's called Our Street.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Thank you. we could, so it would let us turn up all the beats. We sent our roots deep underground, and new ideas bloomed all around. We're all digging, living on our street. 'Cause there's goats and chickens, bees and birds, and fruit growing on the trees. We're not perfect, but we do have everything we need. Milk and honey, vegetables, so many tasty treats. It's all right here, growing on our street. We started off by baking bread and turned out baking bricks instead. The chickens reckon we're out of control. Fixed up old and rusty bikes, now we cycle where we like. Getting by for free is how we roll. We're the goats and chickens, bees and birds, and fruit grown on the trees. We're not perfect, but we do have everything we need. Milk and honey, vegetables, so many tasty treats. It's all right here, growing on our street. Our garden's now immense, 'cause we pulled down the fence. Well, that might sound intense, but we're friends with common sense. But we do have everything we need. Milk and honey, vegetables, so many tasty treats. It's all right here, growing on our street. Yeah, well, there's goats and chickens, bees and birds, and fruit grown on the trees. We're not perfect, but we do have everything we need. Milk and honey, vegetables, so many tasty treats. It's all right.
What's grown on your street? It's my question. Our chickens are growing. Yeah.
On
sure.
Our street, though?
They live on our street.
Well, on in gardens, in people's yards, on our street, and people's street. Soon, the garlic will be poking out of the ground. We'll be planting peas.
That's nice.
Leeks, onions. We're starting seeds indoors, like many of you might be out there. Can't wait.
I love gardening.
Yeah. So we went to Milwaukee this weekend. Ez, do you want to tell people about Discovery World?
It's a little fun. Bit?
What do you like about it?
I like simple machines and that one boat.
That one boat. So... A simple machine, meaning like a lever or a pulley system or...
Something that can help you raise up something.
Right. So like how does that stone... Remember how you lifted a 100-pound stone?
Yeah.
How did you...
Sorry, continue. There was just like this long stick thingy.
Yep.
And I pushed it down and the rock went up.
Nice. And then there's a giant ship model there.
Yeah.
You can go explore. So check it out, Discovery World in Milwaukee.
The ship is like basically hanging from the ceiling. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like this area with like pulley systems, and there's a 75-pound bell, I think. There's three of them. And then one, there was one pulley, and it was difficult to lift. The next one, there were two pulleys, and it was a bit easier to lift. And then the third one, there's three pulleys, and it's a lot easier to lift.
Right. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Like, recommend it.
Very cool. And then we went to the Milwaukee Public Market, folks. If you haven't been there, pretty much have anything you want to eat there. Then where did we go? We did kind of a Milwaukee, Madison highlights kind of weekend. Monona Grove School Forest.
That was really fun.
Yes. Highly recommend.
Mm-hmm, it's a great hiking place. It's a ton of good climbing trees. There's a pond, a prairie.
Yep.
A giant hill.
Went to the Arboretum. Ezra and I went to Aldo Leopold Nature Center. There's just tons of stuff to do out there.
It's fun.
Yeah. Did you know Cargo Coffee has bands on Friday and Saturday night?
Yeah, because we were there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. And then Raleigh wants to tell us about one thing. A baking project.
I made marshmallows for the first time. It was really fun. And the first, because it takes like 2 days to do, the first round, the first step was pretty easy, just needs to be pretty quick, and then it's just really good, and it tastes amazing.
Nice. Do you have to shape the marshmallows?
You like take a pan and then take tin foil and then grease the tin foil, and then you let it sit overnight.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you also try it sometime. Very cool. What's our next song for the people?
The Bacon Brothers Philadelphia Chicken.
Ha! Very nice. Cool.
Well, I'm coming from Connecticut on I-95, heading toward the sunset on the East River Drive, to the pretty little city on the Delaware. The Philadelphia Chickens are sure to be there. All the Philadelphia Chickens will be dancing tonight. Thousands of chickens in the pale moonlight. They can't sit still when the trumpets play. Strike up the band and get out of the way. Here come those Philadelphia Chickens. The swing, slide, and roll. The Philadelphia Chickens. Up over and stroll. If you want to stop moving like anything, find a Philadelphia chicken to teach you to swing. If you haven't ever seen it, you can't understand the undulating chickens in a big swing band. They're tight on the turns, loose in the knees. Whatever they do it with these young Philadelphia chickens. Will be dancing tonight. Thousands of chickens in the pale moonlight. There's nothing like a chicken that knows how to swing. Poetry in motion is a beautiful thing. Just watch those Philadelphia chickens swing, slide, and roll. Philadelphia chickens up, over, and stroll. Chickens, move those chicken feet. Feel it, other chickens. Feel that chicken beat. If you wanna start moving like anything, find a Philadelphia chicken to teach you to swing. Now swing it, chickens. Chicken has a little bit of attitude, a whole lot of jazz. Now the feathers are flying and the music is great. The chickens keep flocking right over the gate. Lancaster County's in a state of law. How are they gonna keep them down on the farm? How are they gonna keep them down on the farm?
They're never gonna keep them down on the farm.
What's it been? Philadelphia chickens swing, slide, and roll. Philadelphia chickens over and stroll. Philadelphia chicken, Philadelphia chicken,
move those chicken feet,
move those chicken feet,
Philadelphia chicken,
Philadelphia chicken,
feel that chicken beat.
If you wanna start moving like anything, find a Philadelphia chicken to teach you to swing. Oh, the Philadelphia chickens will be dancing tonight. Thousands of chickens in the pale moonlight. I don't know much, but I know one thing. These are serious chickens when it comes to swing. So unique. Stuff. Can't get enough of that hot, cool, ecstatic thing. Ooh, those chickens swing. Jazz, jive, chickens in the moon above. Right here in the city of chickenly love.
Philadelphia chickens. Some of you know Sarah Boynton and her books.
Oh, yeah.
That's from that author. Put to music by a bunch of famous people. Very cool. Well, what do we have next?
Next, we have Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by the Flaming Lips and the Yeah 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 song. Also, oh, wait, no. Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat the to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them, so she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those evil robots win. I know
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's apparently a dance that goes with that song, right?
Yeah. Just nice. Basically look up yeah dance trend on YouTube or what, on TikTok or something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's funny.
Ez, do you have some jokes?
Yeah.
Do tell us some jokes.
Okay.
Riley's ready for the joke battle.
Why did the novel check its reservation?
The novel?
Yeah.
Like the novel, a book? To make sure he had a table booked?
You wanted to read the scene?
To make sure it had booked its flight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a restaurant. Like he was trying to make sure that he was had a table saved.
What is a computer's favorite snack?
Something
it's
bites.
Gonna be something with like. I lost it.
Do tell. What?
Computer chip.
Computer chip. I was gonna say bites. Something like.
Like megabytes.
Yeah.
Fictional candy or something.
Yep.
What restaurant do people go to when it's windy?
Wendy's? Wendy's.
Yeah. What did the frog wear to the dance?
A suit and a tie.
Suspenders.
No.
What?
A jumpsuit.
Ah.
What's a hyena's favorite kind of cookie?
Dead animal cookies.
That's good.
Probably. Probably in real life, a snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle. Because they kind of laugh.
Oh.
Hyenas.
What did the banana say to the orange?
Hi.
Nothing. Bananas don't talk.
Yes. And apparently hyenas like,
snickerdoodles?
Why did the teacher write on the window?
Because the chalkboard was full.
Because he wanted his lesson to be clear.
Oh.
But then he wrote on the window, so the window's not clear anymore.
And there's a picture of a monkey looking at a leaf saying a few things. So the first thing he's saying is, okay, what's next on my grocery list? The next thing he says is, I'm really enjoying this month's issue of High Leafs magazine. The next one, he's actually thinking this. What? There's a secret message on here? And then he's saying, I don't know why Fred mails me all these coupons on leaves.
Oh my gosh.
Who's Fred?
I don't know.
Is it your Pookie?
No.
Ezra's Joke Corner, folks. Thank you very much.
Applause.
Cue the applause canned track, please. Ez, what do we have next for our listeners?
We have the Muppets.
What particular Muppet?
I cannot read your hand.
Swedish Chef.
The Swedish Chef.
Princess Keen, here to make a peppercorn chicken in the mercury. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. It's very nasty, corny, poopy corn.
Oh, yeah. You have to watch that video if you haven't already.
It is literally hilarious.
Swedish Chef popcorn. Poppity corn.
I started watching it.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. You've been listening to Pachyderm Parade? I just realized this show has been on for probably more than 20 years now. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Sheesh. A longest running... Let's see. Can we get into the Guinness Book of World Records? Longest running kids local radio show?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you for listening to Pachyderm Parade on WORT-FM, Madison, Wisconsin, 89.9 FM, WORTFM.org. As we're going to send them off with one little snippet.
Snippet?
Of another Muppets tune. What is it?
I don't know.
Well, folks, it is Menomina.
No wonder I couldn't read your handwriting.
I need to practice my handwriting, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Please.
All right. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the best of gospel.
Bye.
Bye.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do